on Trackside, the Mounting Yard.
Oh, gee whiz. Away you go, son.
Oh, mate. Look, yeah, but look at Gosford, right? You go, race one, not much of a race. Race two's a 2,600-metre race. Fair dinkum. So I've gone and I've taken this one out in the quaddy as well, right? It's at $9. Race five, number six.
Oh, no. You're going where against smart each other smart. Again? Oh, no.
Who are you with? Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah. The horse that is over the odds here is Smart as Smart. Both her wins have come here and she drops back to the provincials after being beaten 2.5 in town last start. I have doubts over the favoured runners in the toppy who drops back to the mile after racing over 2,100. Bubba likes to give in the track along with number two, Not a Bad Boy. So that's why I reckon she's over the odds, Smart as Smart. And I took the $9.50. Yeah, I think she's great each way.
$9 and $2.40 currently.
So I've got four tips. That's one there. And I've taken all up place bet as well.
Yep, smart.
Right, so that's race five, number six, Smart as Smart. That's the only one at Gosford. Now let's go Sandown Hill. So we've already discussed this a little bit. Race one, I'm with number eight, Thoughtful Woman, who comes out of the same race as the favourite, who gets the blinkers on, time to chat. It raced ungenerously for Heffel too. I went back and watched the replay here of Thoughtful Woman. Raced ungenerously, and that's why they've got a senior rider on today. And she actually tracked up Time to Chat and went past her. So I'm surprised Time to Chat's actually favourite in front of Thoughtful Woman. So I am with Thoughtful Woman. I am worried about the four, though. Dragoon, whose form line reads very well, but through immediacy, but he does draw bad. So that's race one, number eight, Thoughtful Woman. We then go to race five. Welcome back, Benny Mellum and Ethan Brown. Both making their comeback in the same race after, you know, little operations and that. And I've had a little bet here on the Negotiator. All right. He was below his best second up after defeating El Salido first up. Right. Guess what? What happened to El Salido? Won on Saturday, didn't it? In a harder race on Saturday. So if the Negotiator, I'm putting it down, his last run was a second up syndrome. Put a line through it. He beat El Salido first up. If he brings that form, I think he can go close, even though I've gone four horses in the quaddie. Race six, number 10, Miss Passion. Drops in grade here, and I think it's just the one to beat. All right, race six, number 10. So that's Sandown, race one, number eight. Race five, number four. And race six, number 10. So I've done it like a Trixie there. I've done a Trixie, a Sandown Trixie. I've done an all-up place bet, and I did another Trixie with Gosford and then Thoughtful Woman and Miss Passion as well. All right? Well, so they're all my bets.
We're in a bit of trouble. This doesn't happen very often, right?
Yeah.
We've got two races where we've got two bets in them and we've got different horses.
Yeah, that's usually we align.
Yeah, and so
that just tells you how difficult these meetings are
even,
today.
And even that race at Gosford, Mickey Gannon's got a best in race five, and he's got a different horse again.
Is that right?
So we've got three different best selections in a one race.
Yeah. I just think mine, I've just gone each way value. When I say that's my best, mate, it's $9, $10.
Yeah. So,
if we can get the money, I'll be going mad.
Let's start at Sandown. Race one, number nine, Time to Chat. Blinkers on. Yeah, I think it'll be winning. I know what you mean in regards to that, but I think
I just thought mine was a better run than it.
You reckon?
I watch a replay.
Yeah.
Not often I'll go back and watch a replay. I'll watch a replay. We tracked it up.
Step up in trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thoughtful Woman out the gate. Time to chat in. Oh, I'm keen.
Yeah, you're getting blinkers on. Yeah,
get blinkers on. I go to race four, number three, Kaido. Probably the second of the two best.
Kaido or Kaido?
Kaido.
You know, because it's trained by McDonald, right, Clinton?
Yep.
And his old man used to look after the great Manicato.
Oh, yeah. Manicato. Yeah.
And they used to say, get Kaido. So I'm not sure if it's...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, if it's... Yeah.
Race four... Yeah,
take as many chocolates as you want. You want Gareth? That's
Gareth's
all right.
Just come in and rob the...
Yeah. I'm busy working. Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't put more in your pockets and all that, you know?
Race five, number three, Kaido. I think it might be a bit of a jump lead or sit outside leader and win. I think it's a pretty weak race. I'll get through this eventually. Let's go to Gosford. Let's go to Gosford race five. Mate, the best run in these races out of this race, the best run out of all three was Bubba. Last start, the start before, and the start before that. Back to this grade, I mean, I thought it was superb. This is only a 64. It's the best horse in the race. That's the best there. And then let's go West. Now there's a
Westie's best. I love this quick text off Roy. Cracks are appearing in the A team because there's two we're taking each other on in two races today. I love that.
Gold Citation. Race two, number two, Gold Citation. Now this is a horse that has 4 minutes around Oscar's Fortune. We know how good that is. Oscar's Fortune's probably gonna be one of the best 3-year-olds in the West. It's that simple.
What race is that in?
Race two, number two, 2:15 moments ago, $1.95 now, and it'll jump shorter. I think they'll come for this. This is the best horse in the race. I couldn't believe the even money on offer. So what I've done here is I have done a two multis. I've done all of them to place for $5. So Time to Chat, Cato, Bubba at Gosford and Gold Citation.
Yep.
And then I did one with just a couple of them to win. I did Time to Chat and Gold Citation to win with Bubba and Cato to place, and that was $14.50. And that'll be my day. Now, the other one, Miss Passion, that you mentioned, I agree.
Yep. You agree with me today?
Well, like for Mickey, in race five at Gosford, we've got three bests up. Mickey Gannon's with Not a Bad Buy. You've got a value play with Smarter Smart, and I'm with Bubba. And then race one at Sandown, we're both against each other.
Yeah.
Miss Passion, I agree. Mitch Lewis is going late. Exceed the G-man Hard to Cross. I know Sam Hyland's with Hard to Cross, and he's been seeing them well. Yeah, look, Two Wisher, Chris Nelson's. I tend to lean that way, but geez, it's only had the one go. So still taking a bit of a risk. It's a tough enough little day. Anyway, that is the end of the Mounting Yard. Time to go to the news.